As Dryland Distillers prepares to mark its fifth year of crafting distinctive spirits, the Longmont Distillery is inviting spirit enthusiasts to join them in raising a toast to a journey of passion, innovation and community on August 25 and 26. When one thinks of a distillery, the first things that come to mind are probably barrels, aging spirits and the sweet or smoky aroma of liquor. Yet, for Nels Rowe, co-founder of Dryland Distillers, it's much more than that. It's about the connections, collaborations and the Longmont community built around it. This celebration is not solely about our distillery or our incredible team. It's about every individual who believed in us and became a part of our story over these 5 years, Rowe said. Many of our closest friends have been made through connections with the distillery. We've been able to bring the community and collaboration to life in ways I hadn't anticipated. The journey, however, hasn't been without challenges. From its modest beginnings in a 600-square-foot pilot space, Dryland has braved storms like the COVID pandemic, but instead of buckling under pressure, they thrived. This major transition was not just about moving spaces, but about growth, evolution and setting new milestones. COVID, in a twisted way, gave us an opportunity to focus on our new location, allowing us to renovate an 1800s-era machine shop and dairy building right on Main Street, Rowe said. They are known for sourcing local ingredients, which has been both a challenge and a reward. Rowe's quest for local ingredients introduced him to organizations like the Colorado Grain Chain. As a board member, he actively worked to ensure a stable grain supply chain for the distillery. Collaborating directly with local growers has provided Dryland with both supply and price stability, even insulating them from global market shocks. By staying local, we've reaped multiple benefits, from fostering connections across Colorado to shielding ourselves from volatile economics, Rowe said. While their heart remains in Longmont, the call of expansion beckons. They've reached a great transition point, Rowe remarked, and with their partnership with a Colorado distributor, they're beginning to venture beyond Longmont, looking to possibly extend their reach to places like Denver, Boulder, and Grand Junction in the near future. But for now, at the anniversary party, they are releasing their first two-year straight 100% Colorado Antero Wheat Whiskey starting Friday, August 25 at 4 p.m. Dryland Antero Wheat Whiskey is crafted from 100% native Colorado Antero wheat grown just east of the distillery by Mark Arnish Farms. Antero wheat is a true Colorado wheat. It thrives in dry, hot, tough, rough climate, Rowe said. The flavor has brown sugar notes. Fruit notes like black cherry or plum. Rowe imagines the myriad of possibilities this whiskey offers, from sipping beautifully on a fly fishing trip to becoming the base of fantastic cocktails. The two-day celebration at Dryland Distillery is set for Friday and Saturday and is packed with a variety of activities for both days with live music and guest chefs. A unique aspect of their event is the transparency they bring, connecting patrons to their supply chain. We are doing a meet and greet on Saturday with the partners and collaborators, our growers, our maltsters, some or all of our restaurant partners who have supported us over the years, Rowe said. The Dryland Distillers' fifth anniversary party is an open invitation to savor, celebrate and look forward to many more years of innovation and community.